Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eskom has won an appeal to keep five of its oldest coal-fired power stations open, even though they flout emissions caps. They are the Hendrina, Arnott, Groetvlei, Camden and Creel plants. They'll be allowed to stay open to the end of March 2030. Together, they account for about a quarter of Eskom's 45 gigawatts of coal-fired generation capacity. A ruling from Environment Minister Barbara Creasy was based on a report which says that closing the five plants potentially involved plunging the country into darkness. In making the ruling, Creasy said that balancing the need to keep the lights on versus the health impacts of their pollution was difficult and extremely complex. Sasol has won the first leg of its marathon legal battle with Transnet over oil pipeline charges. In doing so, it has scooped an award worth 6.2 billion rand. This refers to the pipeline carrying oil from Durban to the hinterland. The case was brought jointly with French supermajor Total Energie, which in turn was awarded 2.13 billion plus interest. The claim from the oil companies was simple. Transnet had overcharged them for the conveyance of crude oil for a number of years. Needless to say, it's a case that cash-strapped Transnet could ill afford to lose, embroiled as it is in attempts to implement a major turnaround. No surprise, then, that Transnet plans to take the case on appeal. Sasol's share was up 2% on the news. Markets, both global and local, are nervous at the moment. Locally, because the politicians are squabbling about the composition of the new government, who's in, who's out, and so on. JSE All Share and Top 40 both snapped their winning streak, down 0.75% at the bell last evening. The rand continues to hold up, though. 17.96 to the dollar this morning, 19.24 to the euro, 22.74 to the pound. The dollar itself, unchanged, 1.07 to the euro. London's FTSE closed up 0.8%. In New York, the Dow was up 0.75%, the S&P 500 down 0.25%, the Nasdaq down 0.75%. The nervousness there is because today sees what's called a triple witching. No, nothing to do with broomsticks and black cats. It's a day that will see some $5.5 trillion worth of options tied to indexes, stocks and exchange-traded funds fall off the board. Traders and investors then have to scurry to adjust their positions. This often leads to some wild swings. Tokyo this morning flat, Sydney just above, Hong Kong down 1.7%. Gold at 2,360, platinum 982, Bitcoin 64,714 and Brent crude oil just over $85.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.